just gets better. What about the manger?
This is the picture that's always on the Christmas cards. You know that? Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. Beautiful. This group, ooh. The ooh.
Great. Now softly.
The. You ever been in a barn? You ever walked where animals live? You ever laid down your head in hay and wake up with hay hair? The God of heaven and earth sends His Son, and He can have Him born in any palace on the earth. And what does He do? He sends Him to a place where no human parents would put their child. Mary gives birth in a barn. Let me tell you, we've got newlyweds. We've got newborns in our church. They won't even bring their babies to church for 8 weeks. Do you know why? We don't want anybody to touch them. Germs, you know. And then they bring them in the baby in the bubble carrier thing. You know, they keep them away from you. And we got some of our sweet elderly sisters. Man, they're going to get that baby out of there. I'm hugging that baby. I mean, we've had slam down in the lobby over that. I'm going to hold that little baby, get him here. Because those ladies love to hold them, and these moms have read too many magazines. No, no, the germs. If I went to one of those mothers at the hospital, and I went up at the Memorial Hospital or at CMC in Charlotte, and I walked into labor and delivery, and she's holding this newborn, and he's an hour old, and I said, oh, listen, this is so wonderful. Look, the hospital's full. But my wife and I are going to open a part of our home to you. What? Well, they have no place here for your baby. Come on. And I took her in my car, and I drove her to my house, and she and her husband are panicking, and I said, don't worry, we're going to take care of this. And I walk her through the front door, and I walk her through the living room, and I walk her out the back door. And I walk her to our doghouse. And I say, if you just kind of snuggle in there next to Toby, he's real sweet, and he'll keep you warm at night. Where will I lay my baby? Let me get his food bowl. That's what a manger is. Folks, that's what a manger is. I know we make it look at that, doesn't that look beautiful? It ain't like that. You say, how can this be? Move over, Fido, the king of the earth is coming in. Now stop and ask yourself why God did this. This is Jesus' story. Where are you from, son? Tell me about your ancestors. Well, how about your parents? Well, where were you born? In a barn. If everybody ever said to Jesus, were you born in a barn? Yes. That's why I left the door open. I'm sorry. I just... And as long as we're going down this road, do you know what the next thing Matthew talks about? Do you remember this from your Bible reading? You talk about a mess. He talks about the mess of the mass murders. Keep going forward, man. You get to it. Now, this is not a joke. Because I've seen babies die. I don't mean stood and watched. I mean I have put my arm around parents whose hearts were broken when neonatal intensive cares could not save their children. And you don't even get out of the second chapter of the book of Matthew before you have a mess because of Jesus. Baby after baby after baby after baby is slaughtered. And you aren't going to find any Christmas cards with that on it either. Dear God, what a mess. How in the world could we have plucked the beautiful Christmas scenes out of Matthew 1 and 2 and managed to leave the mess behind? I believe in part it's because the mess is a little embarrassing. But God said, no, you have a messy Messiah.
Perfect and sinless, yes. But he came to you through a mess. Because he was sending him to a mess. Everybody get that? Why is the Messiah so messy? So that he could walk easily into the mess that is your world and mine. Punch that button again, Rod. God has called you now with your mess.